Whether you're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, there's so many aspects to our sense of being in this human or this physical form being manifested this way, that acknowledgement to a higher power in the sense of, the term I'm going to use is surrender. And when I say that word, a lot of people say, oh, you know, surrender, are you kidding me? So we've come up with the terms of letting go. Remove the attachments. Just be. Fantastic. Whatever your vibration, your word for it, and vibrations, or words have vibration. So whatever works for you is fantastic. The sense to just allow yourself to be. That's what I really talk about, work with people. It's why as a psychic and a medium, I also do a lot of energy work. As an energetic practitioner, I work in the body as a medical intuitive. I work with musicians because it's all one. Whatever your life destiny, this skill, this life purpose, this mission, boy, we have so many words for that. It's really allowing yourself to be who you are. Now, it sounds so simple, but, you know, people have made billions of dollars on this whole aspect to just being you.
What you're talking about, I call it becoming your authentic self. To my way of thinking, one's personal beliefs, and often core negative beliefs, beliefs that we've learned in our upbringing, get in the way of our personal authenticity. And so it might be really easy for some people to say, oh, just be yourself. But if a person's core negative beliefs are getting in the way of that, they're not going to be able to recognize what their real self is. What are your thoughts on that?
Such a great, profound question, Amy. How it's been explained to me is we come with this GPS system. We call it emotions. And our emotions link or attach to these belief systems. Now, a belief system is a thought pattern that is what many feel ingrained, but just taken in energetically into what we call the unconscious brain. What many of us have learned is we store them all over the body, but we call it the unconscious brain, as the unconscious brain, or what some call the subconscious, is the trigger or emits this physiological response we call the neurochemical response. Okay, so why am I going into this? It's the sense of, do you like who you are? Mm-hmm. When you're in a true sense of being, you'll have a sense of what works or doesn't. Now, I'm using that sense because some people are visual people. They see pictures. This is what I should be. This makes sense to me. Or maybe it doesn't make sense because it's not who I am right now. However, if I were there, voila, that's what I would be. I love that French term, voila. Mm-hmm. So others will hear. Like if I sound this way, meaning through my language and my dialect, then I am authentic. The sense of authenticity is a sense of listening. Listening to energetically who you are. And as you do, I would say worry less about the negative belief systems that you have, these thought patterns, and focus more on the positive. What brings you joy is the emotion attached to a belief system or these energetic patterns, these thought patterns in us that work.
But don't you have to clear some of the negative ones before the positive beliefs will actually manifest in your life?
Interesting. What we're finding, Amy, is that when you create stronger neurocognitive bins in your brain, meaning where these belief systems are stored or really super ignite, I'm going to say, that pretty much you can reorient your thought patterns to these. Now, you'll automatically start to drop these negative belief systems now on the earth. Now, why am I saying that? We have this whole phenomena we call 12-21-12. We had people out selling their homes, their cars, saying it was the end of the world. We had people out there saying it was the beginning of the world. What we know is this whole process of manifestation. It's how trees grow. It's how the seasons change. It's how we grow up cellularly and become adults, and how we are removed from what we call a physical state. We manifest ourselves in and out of this state. That's a very different thought process for some people, something to think about. But this whole state of manifestation is coming quicker. Whatever really the whole realm of 12-21-12 has to do with, it's man's time on earth. It's a fantastic time to be here. You can manifest anything that you would like in that of unison and that of creativeness of the all, I'm going to call it. And the all meaning when I, when you, when you, when I win. I'm going to go back to that. That whole sense of that we all can win on the earth together when we listen and we manifest together.
I kind of want to be clear on exactly what are the beliefs we're talking about. And they're not something external like I believe in a God or I believe in a goddess. Or some sort of religion that you believe in. These are beliefs, and correct me if I'm wrong, these are beliefs about oneself that show up in how we speak, how we respond to events around us, in our choices and behaviors. For example, someone may have an internal belief that I'm not good enough, or men always leave, or women don't make as much money as men do. The world is out to get me. Family always comes first, or that's the way we've always done it. These are certain mottos that a person has about themselves, or a family has, or a society has. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are about that.
Yeah, you're right on target. So what we know is that scientifically, from in utero to age anywhere from 5 to 7, we'll take in 85% to 90% of the belief systems that we'll have in a lifetime. It's why we say to kids, you're like a sponge. You take in everything. Now, what we find is this whole aspect of post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to use that, PTSD. We're finding that before the age of 20 to 23, these populations are growing. It's amazing the statistics we're finding out. And these aren't necessarily kids coming back from war. These are kids not necessarily in our urban, on the urban streets. These are kids everywhere. That the brain is a solution-seeking machine. Energetically, we seek solutions. It's not just our brain, our whole body. So if you don't have a belief system or one of these energetic patterns that we were talking about. Now, I'm going to keep using that word energetic. I like people to get comfortable with this whole sense. You don't need to be a scientist. You don't need to know anything about physics at all. It just means that just like static electricity is that we're electrical beings and we exchange. So if I have this belief system that I'm better than you, I'll play that out in my lifetime. I'll dominate, I'll control, I will take advantage of you, and I'm better than you. Everything will manifest, meaning be created into my life, because I have a belief system that I'm better than you. Now, if I have a belief system that we're equal and of equal weight value, I will create that as well. So these belief systems, if you're without them, are typically created in your life by figures of authority. Now, it's not necessarily your parents, your teachers, anyone who you or they feel are authoritative, that happens. Now, what I know as a psychic medium is that we also have these agreements. Many people talk about them, that we have them before we manifest into this physical form, or we made them in the light body or the spiritual form, however you'd like to term that.
How do we know about these agreements?
Well, it's why we can walk past someone on the street and feel absolutely no feeling or magnetic quality of them. Now I'm going to start getting into this whole magnetic quality. We're electrical beings, okay? We're vibrational. We're electrical beings. I mean, we have an electrical charge. So when we have an electrical charge, we're automatically drawn to each other. And that means we have an agreement with someone. So when you're drawn to someone that I'm just now, I'm supposed to talk with them, I'm supposed to meet them, there's something there. We may have an electrical charge of, ooh, I need to stay away from them. I don't like them. There's some type of agreement there. You can be sure of it. It's why in the world of 7 billion people, we're not drawn to everyone. So we make these agreements, and they're an agreement to the all, so meaning that all agree on them, and we agree with them with this higher power, but really it's your agreements with someone else. Now, some people call this a karmic cycle or karmic activity. That's just a vibration or term for that. That would fit here if that's what your term is. Some people call this just an exchange, a conversation, like I'm drawn to them. Great. That would fit here. There's something for us to learn with that person. What it is typically something about us. What we see in others is a reflection of ourselves. Now, sometimes that can sting, and especially when it comes to these belief systems. If I see in you, let's talk about discrimination. It's the one thing, you know, this whole fear of failure. Fear of failure has to do with this sense of acceptance. If you would accept me, I would have this sense of, well, acceptance. Let's just use that.
Inclusion.
Inclusion. Fantastic. And when you accept me, well, then I accept me. Makes me feel good. I feel joy when I feel included or inclusion.
But isn't that an external locus of control? Isn't it more effective for someone to have that feeling of acceptance within themselves?
Good. So if your belief system, Amy, or mine is that it's okay if you accept me or not, I still accept you, you would have. So it's how these belief systems or these energetic, I'm just going to call them thoughts, okay. These thoughts that we take in to our being. It's why you can still remember things that your parents or your grandparents or your teacher said when you were 5 or 6 that really, like you said, resonate with you. You took them in to your body, your mind, your spirit, all of you. You said, these are important for me to remember. Now, our brain is a linking machine. We link things that make no sense. For some people, they link the state, and I'm going to term it love, from parents to someone hitting them or physical violence or abuse. Now, to our human brains, logically, we say that doesn't make any sense. But we linked that in energetically, and it's very real. So it's why we see people get into abusive relationships, and it feels like, well, this is what's supposed to happen when you're in love. That can be undone. Here's the great thing. What we know, and I'm a neurolinguistics programming practitioner, which is the whole study of these thoughts, our words, associated to the brain and this unconscious brain, that we can relink them, that we have the opportunity to what we would term re-imprint our thoughts, our words, these energetic patterns in us. So the good news is it's like uploading new software or changing your software. You can do that.